Rabbi Jonathan Cahn reveals what he could not reveal before. God says the time has come. Next. Hello, my guest is Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, and I can just picture Jonathan. We're both Jewish believers. His Jewish mother, normally a Jewish mother says, I want my son to be a doctor or a lawyer. But your mother, you outdid it all. Your mother can say, my son is an author of 5 New York Times bestsellers. You did it, Jonathan.
Yeah, my mother is very big in the Jewish mother world, so it's a dream for her. But it's about the Lord. It's about Messiah.
When did you first know you were to write Harbinger 2?
Well, when I wrote the Harbinger, I knew that the mystery wasn't finished. First, there was so much to be revealed that I could not put in the Harbinger. In fact, more than I put in the Harbinger was what I couldn't put in. Secondly, the mystery continued. America has been continuing moving to judgment. Third, I knew it wasn't the time, and I prayed to the Lord, when is the time? I knew it was not the time. And just before this year began, I got the go-ahead, this is the time, the shakings will begin again, and the Harbinger is going to continue. You must write the book.
You sent me 2 pictures this morning from New York City that were so prophetic. Tell us about them.
Well, one of the things you see in the Harbinger is that tower at Ground Zero. It's one of the Harbingers. At the end of the book, the new book, The Harbinger 2, it ends at the Statue of Liberty, and it's facing the tower. And there's a very prophetic event we'll probably get to that I'll tell you about that happened. But what just happened right now, after we talked yesterday, Sid, is that a lightning bolt struck the World Trade Center and struck the Statue of Liberty. And amazingly dramatic, the two things that this center's on.
What you prophesied in the Harbinger, it's reading like today's newspaper. Tell us about these things.
Yeah, the Harbinger is warning that America is replaying the ancient mystery of judgment. What happened in the last days of Israel is happening in America now. And America has been continuing on the course of ancient Israel away from God. And so what it says is there's going to be a window of time, but then there will be the shakings will resume. And so there's actually a chapter in the Harbinger called Things to Come, and it speaks of the shakings that are going to come that are happening now. It even pinpoints the year when it would happen, which is right now. And I know we'll get into it, but all these things are coming to pass.
Well, tell me some of the prophetic signs about 9/11 that were not revealed until now.
Yeah, well, one of the things is the mystery of the day itself. And why was it 9/11? There's a mystery that goes back to the foundation of America. 9/11, and it's a biblical principle, Sid, that the foundations are exposed when judgment begins. The 9/11, the destruction returned to New York City. When was New York City begun? When was it founded? New York City was born on September 11th, 9/11. God says, I will go back to the foundation. The 9/11 went to the Pentagon. That's America's military power. When was the Pentagon begun, Sid? It was begun on September 11th. Long before 9/11 was a day of calamity, it was the day of the foundation of America's rise to world power. And the warning in the Bible is that if America does not turn back, God will remove the power of America.
Boy, that sure triggers a whole lot of stuff. But what did this ancient mystery reveal would happen after 9/11?
Yeah, well, the mystery says that the nation, first, that's falling away from God, it's warned by God. He allows this strike on the land. This is classic biblical sign of judgment. It happened with ancient Israel, happened with ancient Judah, it happened with America on 9/11. But then what happened? What happened to ancient Israel is they didn't come back. They went farther away from God. They defied him. That's what the warning is. And the thing is, America has been following the steps of ancient Israel from that day. It's been falling away farther and farther, brazenly going away from God. And that, Sid, puts us at a much dangerous moment now. And that means that there are more harbingers and more signs that have manifested since the harbinger and since we first spoke about it.
Are there harbingers of judgment that continued after you wrote the book, Harbinger?
Yes. Yes, Sid. In Isaiah 9:10, the scripture that speaks of the enemy attacking the land, it says the sycamore will be struck down. Isaiah 9:10, the sycamore has fallen, but we will plant the cedar or the Erez tree in its place. Well, that happened in New York City. They actually planted this biblical tree as defiance, and it was called it's the Erez tree. They called it the tree of hope. Like America, we're coming back stronger and stronger and stronger. Sid, do you know what happened to that harbinger? Do you know what happened to that tree? It started withering away at ground zero. The biblical sign of judgment that a nation that is going away from God is literally withering away, a sign that America spiritually, morally is withering away. And then the next sign of judgment is God says, I will break off the branch. I will break the branch, sign of judgment. They started breaking off the branches of the tree of hope, the Erez tree. So now it didn't have branches, basically. And then the final sign in the Bible is called the fall of the Erez tree or the fall of the cedar. Well, the tree of hope, the Erez tree at ground zero fell. It was destroyed. It represented America, fell, the sign of the fall of a nation. And when it fell, it was on a Hebrew holy day. It fell on Passover. And in the heavens, the moon was darkened that night and turned blood red. You had like three signs of national judgment all at ground zero. But that wasn't the only thing, Sid. One of the signs of Israel's last days is that images of gods appear. You know, the prophet Ezekiel's taken into the holy place and he says, I saw the image of the God. And God says, now judgment's coming. Well, Sid, do you know, another harbinger, an image of a false god appears in New York City so big, has to be the biggest false god in the history of the world. The head alone is like 300 feet. It's the god of death and destruction and darkness. It appears on over the buildings, over the Empire State Building, a sign of what is yet to come. And I'll tell you another thing, because there's so much, I'll just give you a little taste. President Obama was actually part of at least two of the harbingers. And in one sense, I won't get into the detail, but he actually inscribed words on one of the harbingers, and they were words that were from ancient times that sealed judgment on a nation. I'll mention one more of this, and there's so much. There's a day, Sid, on the Hebrew calendar that's a day of calamity. It's the day that the walls of Israel, of Jerusalem, were broken. The hedge was removed. The protective walls were taken. The enemy went through and judgment was sealed. Well, there was a day, and with America falling away from God, where the Supreme Court actually struck down the way of God, struck down marriage as we know it. The day they did it was the 9th of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar. The 9th of Tammuz is the day that the walls of the nation are removed and it is sealed, it is set for judgment on that very day.
Are the shakings that are happening now part of these ancient judgments?
Well, Sid, the pattern, the template that is in the Bible says that the nation, after it is warned and shaken from the beginning with that strike, is given a period of time. And in that period of time, it's given the time to come back to God and repent or head to judgment. Well, America's been going the wrong way. Now we're at this point, and what happens as the window starts to close, the shakings resume. Now, this is all in the harbinger, and we are watching it. And actually, if you read in the end of the harbinger, it speaks about what kind of shakings will come. The shaking of division will come on the nation. A disorder will come. Natural calamity, man-made calamity, economic collapse. We're watching like all these things at once. But not only that, Sid, there is in the harbinger, it actually, when it speaks about the shakings that are coming, It uses the word crown, and the word crown is the word corona. But not only that, but there is actually the timing of what is happening now is in the mystery. Because the mystery says, and this is already in the Harbinger itself, it says that there's a period of time, and the prophet in the book is asked how long between the first shaking and when the major shakings come, the next shaking, the big shaking come. The period of time, Sid, is 19 years. It happened in the kingdom of Judah, 19 years from the strike to the resuming of the shakings, 19 years. Take 2001, 9/11, 2001, add 19 years, and where does it take us? It takes us to the year 2020. That's why, Sid, that was one reason why for years I was always watching this year. And so you have this 19-year mystery. And Sid, what is the name of this, of the plague, of this pestilence that has shut down America? The name is COVID-19, the number from the Bible. And not only that, the prophet Jeremiah said that in the 19th year, I'm paraphrasing, but he prophesied the 19th year from the first attack, judgment comes, and he says it will also come in the form of a pestilence, plague, or a disease. So, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
The book Harbinger, without question, was a very important book, a book from God. How important is Harbinger 2? Is it more important?
I believe it is more important now because this is where we are now, and we're at a much more critical moment, Sid. And so we need to know, and we need to be ready, and we need to be prepared. We are hanging in the balance. So I believe in many ways it's more critical. It's bigger. There's more reveal, but I believe it is absolutely, totally critical, and more so because this is where we are.
Now, Jonathan has so much more to reveal that once this program ends, we're adding a special extended segment. Just log on to our website once this show ends. But when we return for the next segment, Jonathan will reveal the mystery of what's taking place right now. Violence? Coronavirus? Stay with us.
Call now and get Jonathan Kahn's brand new revelatory book, The Harbinger 2, plus his explosive 8-DVD video series, The Harbinger 2, Uncensored, an exclusive package for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9709. Jonathan Kahn demonstrates how an ancient biblical mystery not only reveals what's happening now, but unveils what lies ahead concerning your future. In Jonathan's book, you will discover what's behind this unprecedented crisis of our times, including the pandemic, the lockdown, the protests, looting, and unrest. Are these judgment warnings from God? Clearly understand how the ancient mysteries contained in Old Testament scriptures hold the secret to predict the near future of America, Israel, and the world. Find out how much time is left to save America, which is on the precipice of God's mercy or judgment. Receive the keys to understand what you must do to secure your future and that of your families. You will also receive Jonathan's exclusive 8-part DVD series, Harbinger 2, Uncensored. Jonathan reveals exclusive material that could not be put in the book. You will see them for yourself with stunning visual clarity. Discover how the image of a false goddess is projected on the Empire State Building in 2015. At the same time, the Sabbath scripture reading in Israel and America conveyed God's warnings against idol worship. Find out that when New York Governor Cuomo signed a bill expanding abortion rights to include the murder of the unborn right up until birth, New York was hit harder than any other state with COVID-19. Many of the events happening today in America are occurring on the same biblical day, the day that God happened to appoint as a warning to Israel, down to the day, the hour, the minute, to the second. Only the hand of God could do that. God revealed to Jonathan, if America does not return to God, America will pass the point of no return, and America's light will be removed. But if America will return, then the calamity may be averted and revival will come.
This country stands in the balance. And I believe this book will trigger prayer, repentance, and coming to God, and the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit called the global glory in history. And God wants you to be front and center stage.
Don't miss out on getting Jonathan Kahn's brand new revelatory book, The Harbinger 2, plus his explosive 8-DVD video series, The Harbinger 2 Uncensored, an exclusive package for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9709. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9709 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Jonathan, what is the ancient mystery behind the pandemic? I can almost picture, Jonathan, you being at one of these meetings the President of the United States has and him asking you that question.
When Jeremiah said, the prophet said that judgment was coming to Israel, and he was prophesying for the 19th year, which is now 2020 for America, he said a plague, he spoke about a plague or pestilence coming. And he said it prophesying over a field called the Valley of Hinnom. And he said, because of what you did to your children, it's going to come back upon you. And it wasn't that it was only one reason. There's not just one reason for a plague. But he said, this invokes the judgment of God. They offered up thousands of their children. Well, we have offered up millions of our children. America has offered up 60 million unborn children. The world has offered up over a billion. We've done more of this in this generation than any other. And what is this plague that has come upon us? You know, the sin of killing children is the sin of the older against the younger. Well, we have now a plague that specially strikes down the older rather than the younger. And where does it happen? Jeremiah said that it's going to return to the place that is the center of where you lifted up your children. Well, the center of abortion in America is New York. What became the center of the plague? New York. Well, it was New York City is the capital of abortion in America. That is became the center. More work have been struck down there. Remember, Sid, we spoke about that image of death that appeared over New York City. Well, it all came back. And also, the day that the headlines filled America saying that the plague had come to our soil, there was a date next to it. The date was January 22nd. That's the same date that America legalized the killing of children. It was also 1 year anniversary, 1 year to the day that New York passed that gruesome law of killing children up to the time of birth. And you know what they did? They celebrated and they lit up the Harbinger, Sid. They lit up the tower in pink to celebrate it. So here this came. But not only that, but there is a jubilee of judgment as well. And if you take when abortion on demand began in America, this horrible sin, it began in 1970 before it was legalized across the world, across the nation. And it was New York that pioneered it and really introduced it to the rest of the nation. And so if you take jubilee, the 50th year is 2020 is the jubilee of abortion. And when the day that they passed it, it was April 9th and 10th. When they did a study to find out when the peak of the plague struck New York City, they found it was April 9th and 10th, 50 years to the day that they legalized the ancient sin that brought judgment to Israel.
Jonathan, you teach about a key scripture that is the most urgent scripture for this moment in history.
Yeah, this is in the Harbinger. It's in the Harbinger too, but it's now. It's the one that we have in our hearts, but it's so critical. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Sid, I saw this scripture literally change the history of America and the world. It can do it again, but the big thing is if. But get this, look at that scripture. If you look at the verse before, what is the context? God says, If I send a plague on the land, then if my people come to me. But it doesn't just say that. So it says that if I shut up the heavens, there'll be famine, food shortages. That's happening all around the world as well in the same year. But it also says if I send locusts on the land. Well, you know that 2020 is also the year of the locust, the greatest plague of locusts in our lifetime. It's all coming at the same moment. So it's all converging, saying, Sid, this is the moment. This is the critical moment for destruction or for redemption. And so the big thing is, if my people, that's us.
Jonathan, at the end of Harbinger 2, you revealed a top secret event.
Yeah, this is something I've never spoken about, and I'll just say a little bit here. It's in the book, and we'll reveal something on the program. But years before this all began, years before 9/11, I was led to go to the Statue of Liberty, the Gate of America, with other with watchmen who had all come to New York City because we knew that a terror attack was coming to America and to New York City. We came to pray. And I lifted up the shofar and sounded it from the gate, and they took a picture, and it created a prophetic image that the shofar is literally touching the North Tower where the 9/11 will begin. 2 years later, it's touching the exact spot where it's all going to begin. I lift up my hands and I say a blessing, and then we filmed it, and we actually see a foreshadow of 9/11 before our eyes. And the day when that all these prophetic things happened, it was 2 years before 9/11, it was September 11th. 2 years before, God gave us the shadow of what was going to happen. And the day was also the Feast of Trumpets, which I believe is real important because that's a warning. That's saying, get ready. It's not the end. It's the beginning. There is judgment coming, and we need to be right, all of us, with God.
There's something special that is going to happen to our audience, something supernatural. When you put on the prayer shawl, the tallit, and blow the shofar, and then pray, because God wants us ready for the global glory. And I just believe prophetically that this is going to open the heavens for the global glory.
This is the shofar, Sid, that I actually sounded on that day to the World Trade Center from the Statue of Liberty. I'm going to sound it, and then we're going to pray together. So here, just lift up your hands and receive from God. And this is the sound of the watchman and the sound of God's power. Lord, we come before you, all of us, right now. And I'm asking every one of you, if you're not right with God, get right now. If you're not born again, come into him right now. If you're seeking God's will in your life, let's do it now. Father, we praise you. Have your way in our life. Help us to be ready for the days to come. The trumpet is sounding. Father, we commit to revival. We commit to your glory. We commit to your will. We repent of anything that shouldn't be in our life. And we say, Lord, hear from heaven, heal our land. And Father, do great and mighty things we know not of. We pray, Father, for a global revival, for the end time revival, Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, let your glory come in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world, Uchvod Yisrael, and the glory of Israel. Amen.
I tell you that this is a holy moment with the glory of God coming on planet Earth. It's going to be the greatest event in your life or the worst. If you have repented of your sins, it will be the greatest. If you have not, you should read the Old Covenant. When you get too close to the presence of God and you haven't been called, you're not ready, you're not holy. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord God. Repeat this prayer out loud with me. Dear God, I am a sinner against you, and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away all my sins. and I am clean. And now that I am clean, Jesus, I proclaim you to be not just my Savior, but my Lord and Savior. Amen.